really quick today and to the point. You know, it's Jay, and I'm here just to give you quick, fast, short pieces of information on how to get started buying a home. And number one, down payment assistance and what are the requirements. Usually credit score has to be around 620 and up, and you cannot earn more than $86,000 a year. Those are the basic requirements to qualifying for down payment assistance. And the way it works is like this. Whatever program you qualify for, whether it's a grant or whether it's a secondary lien on your house, which we can talk more about that in person, they give you a percentage of money based on the sales price. What I've seen in my experience is, let's say, for example, for the sake of this podcast or this little nugget of information, that the home is worth $100,000, the one that we're trying to purchase. Well, you can get anywhere from 1% to 6% of the down payment money free from a grant or as a loan from a down payment assistance program. If it's 1%, then do the math on your side. You'd get $1,000 in cash, in a fund from whatever entity is giving you that money at closing. So let's say, for example, the average closing cost for a $100,000 house is around 6%. So you'd need $6,000 to close on a $100,000 home. Well, the government or the program is giving you $1,000, so now you only need $5,000. I'm sorry, because they're crediting you $1,000. Does that make sense? Call me if you have questions and you'd like to talk about it more, because I mean, you know, as we're looking at it in the big picture, it's a really simple concept, but sometimes we got to review it and write it down on paper so you can see it. So remember, 620 is the credit score. No more than $86,000 a year. Anywhere from 1% to 6% of the total cash to close is what you can get from these programs. So imagine if it was 6%, you would literally come to the table with $0. So when you hear me say that I can help people get a home with no down payment, that's what I'm referring to. And I'll give you a little more context on this. Look, your closing costs consist of two parts. It is the closing cost, which is all the fees, all the title company fees that they charge you to close the deal. And then there's your down payment, which is the portion of the loan that you have to give the lenders so they can approve your loan. So there's two sides to your quote unquote down payment. There's your closing cost, and then there's your actual down payment. To round it up, it's around 6% that you need of the home's value to close on your house. So you can use your calculator, put $100,000 times 0.06, and that'll give you $6,000. Now do it times whatever number. If the home is worth $200,000, if it's $400,000, then do the math, you know. And then you can figure out, once you get approved for the down payment assistance, you can do the math and say, well, man, they're giving me 2%. Cool. Well, I only need to bring 4% to the table. Anyways, if you have any questions, if you want to dig deeper into this, I know it's somewhat of a vague description, but I wanted y'all to understand how it works and what, like I said, where do you have to fall to actually qualify for it. And we can get more in depth into what the grant programs are and how and where they come from. And another podcast where I'll interview a lender where he can give us the super details about it. This is just me shooting a little quick nugget of information to tell you that there is down payment assistance available for people who fall within the 620, no more than $86,000 a year parameter. Will you fit in there? We won't know till you contact the lender. We process your application and we see, because there's more variables involved. But that is the general rules of where you want to be in. If you're within those ranges, then your chances are pretty good. So message me, call me direct. Let me know what I can do to help you. I'm always available, 713-385-2942. Let's get you rolling, okay? This is Jay Barrera. Hopefully, this helps somebody out there. Appreciate you guys listening, like always.